This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. With the U.S. largely divided over funding to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden plans to speak directly to the American people about how to best support the war-torn Eastern European country. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has more.
The Pentagon can provide Ukraine up to $5.4 billion more in military aid under the presidential drawdown authority, which allows the Pentagon to take from its own stockpiles. There's $1.6 billion left to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stockpiles and no money left to provide Ukraine with long-term security needs under the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin will host another Ukraine Defense Contact Group for Ukraine's allies in Brussels next Wednesday. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
The Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights said on Friday the award of the Nobel Peace Prize to jailed activist Narghest Mohammadi highlighted the courage and determination of Iranian women.
We've seen their courage and determination in the face of reprisals, intimidation, violence, and detention.
OHCHR spokesperson Elizabeth Throssell also reiterated calls for the release of Mohammadi, one of Iran's leading activists who has campaigned for both women's rights and the abolition of the death penalty. An aid group says heavy artillery fire killed at least 11 people and wounded 90 in a major city in conflict-torn Sudan. Doctors Without Borders said the attack took place in the city of Omdurman, just next to the capital of Khartoum on Thursday, but did not say which of the country's warring parties was responsible. It said that children were among the dead. The group, also known by its French acronym MSF, says the wounded are being treated at now hospital in Omdurman. This